feels superb. I mean, obviously, now I just found out we're out of the bottom three, but that's, you know, a club like us, we shouldn't be concerned with that. I mean, that was a Brighton performance today. They were outstanding start to finish. You know, we looked organised, we pressed, we passed it around, and to be fair, we're the better side.
Did you have to make a few changes along? Because obviously, Gardner was out, Jake Forster-Kaski was out, so I'm in a bit of an alteration to the side.
Trust me, that was least of our worries. Our goalkeeping coach pulled his calf on the treadmill this afternoon. We got to the hotel, we had problems. So anything that could go wrong today went wrong, apart from the result and performance. Got a great reaction from the players, and I'm just so proud of them. So proud to be involved tonight with that, because I always say to my girlfriend, I said, in the future, I said, when I coach and stuff, tell me if that team mirrors me and mirrors what I like to do. And you saw it tonight.
What have you done to these players, Nathan? Because they were throwing themselves in front of the ball. They gave absolutely more than 100%.
You invest time in players. You invest, you know, you give them a structure, and they responded to it. I mean, I said, you know, we feel we're in a false position. I mean, it's not a miraculous recovery. We've been a good side this season. It's just, you know, we've changed one or two things. We've asked them to do different stuff. We've worked on a few things in training, and they've responded fantastically well. And as I said, that was a fantastic performance there tonight against, you know, a decent Fulham side with some dangerous players. But it was a proper Brighton performance tonight.
Let's talk about the goals. The first one, a penalty, and Adrian Klunga, as cool as a cucumber.
He is. That's why he's here, you know. And but in all fairness to him, he did all the stuff we knew he could do and more. I mean, tonight he put in a proper ship. Defensively, he was outstanding. You know, he was outstanding, and he was organised, and he really put in a good shift. And then in possession, he's a very, very talented young man. And as I said, he put in a good performance tonight.
And let's talk about the second goal, because it was a good combination. And Chris O'Grady, fundamental in the build-up to that goal.
Listen, that's why Chris is here. And we called him back because we felt we needed a little bit of presence and stuff. We also talked about picking a team and a bench to get the game done. And Maka put in a fantastic performance, and then I felt we needed a physical presence up there to get us up the pitch. He came on, did exactly that, won every header, used his body, got us up the pitch, and then got hold of it, laid Zhao in, and a beautiful ball for the final goal. You know, excellent play.
A brave substitution, though, because it wasn't long to go, and you put someone up front.
If I'm honest, there's momentum changes sometimes in games, and they'd made a positive change. They changed to a diamond, and I felt we needed to counteract that. I didn't feel we had to just put a defender on to show stuff up. I felt we needed to be positive as well, and that's what it was. You know, we were all our substitutions were positive, apart from the final one to put Aaron on. But in the end, you know, even he was trying to play out from the back and stuff. So I'm very, very pleased tonight.
And a nice finish from Solly March as well.
Outstanding finish, but great movement, great ball from Zhao. We work on lots of things like that in terms of playing, you know, through people, and I thought he was absolutely out. You know, I said great ball from Zhao and a great finish.
Let's talk about yourself, Nathan. This is some job interview. This is what it is. Two games, 4 points.
I've been asked to take for one game, then it developed into two. I felt we should have won the other day. So I was a little bit disappointed with those start, but, you know, we got a real positive performance, gathering a bit of momentum going into today. So, you know, I thought we were fantastic today, and I'm very pleased. And I said, however long it's for, I'm very proud of the players, and they gave me everything they had. That's what I asked for. I said, if you give me everything, that'll be enough.
Some reaction from those supporters as well at the end, nearly 3,000 of them.
Are you surprised by that? That's Brighton fans for you. I mean, I've been here as a player where we've had good times and one or two, you know, iffy times. We've come through it. The fans, outstanding. It's an outstanding club. It has great fans, has great people. They're working for it, has good people involved. And now it has some great players on the pitch as well. And I'm not surprised by that. But if I'm honest, we give them something to get behind tonight. And a lot of credit has to go to those players tonight.
Would you like this job, Nathan?
What I would like is to get on the bus. I'm going to have a cider on the bus. I'm going to go home and I'm going to give my girlfriend a hug, because I literally haven't had any time whatsoever, and that's what I'm going to do.
So before you do that, tell us about some, because obviously, you know, we're now towards the end of December. What's going to happen with some of these loan signings? Who's going to be making these decisions, Nathan?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to make the decisions. I mean, we would like to keep, you know, the ones we have at the minute. We're not able to keep a few of them. They've been recalled anyway. So as I said, at the minute it's going to be a busy few days, and as I said, we'll enjoy tonight for enjoy the next hour or so, and then we'll get back and regroup.